With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major move in a diplomatic cycle. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko has ordered the release of 250 prisoners. It's part of a deal with Washington to lift some U.S. sanctions. It is seen as the latest step in the isolated leader's effort to improve ties with the West. Lukashenko has pardoned the prisoners after meeting with President Trump's special envoy for Belarus, John Cole. Iran has intensified its attacks on oil and gas facilities around the Gulf. The latest from Bob Agnew.
Such attacks, at least temporarily, send shockwaves through the global economy. Thursday's strike set oil prices higher, along with stocks, before backing off later in the day. The latest attack came in retaliation for an Israeli strike on a key Iranian natural gas field. The exchange increases the risk of drawing Iran's Arab neighbors directly into the conflict. Bob Agnew reporting.
A candidate to replace Senator Mark Wayne Mullen in the Senate receives endorsements from both President Trump and Majority Leader John Thune.
On Thursday, Leader Thune and National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Tim Scott of South Carolina endorsed Representative Kevin Hearn's bid for the open Senate seat in Oklahoma to replace Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, as Republicans look to avoid a messy primary in the red-leading state. Thune called Hearn a proven conservative leader and supporter of their shared Republican agenda. Thune said in a statement, quote, "He will be a great asset in the Senate and has my full support and endorsement." The seat is open after President Donald Trump tapped Mullen to replace Kristi Noem as Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Well, the wait times at airport security checkpoints have become a guessing game these days during the shutdown of a single government department. Absences among transportation security officers is a major factor. This is SRN News. A religious freedom group very concerned about blasphemy laws. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Global Christian Relief says it's time for the governments of the world to rise up against statutes that criminalize a person's deeply held beliefs, and the buck stops here. A new GCR report says, quote, "The United States should intensify bilateral and multilateral engagement to press for the repeal or non-enforcement of blasphemy laws, which remain on the books in nearly half of the world's countries and are fundamentally incompatible with freedom of religion." Michael Harrington reporting.
China is rolling out a new law designed to promote ethnic unity. Religious freedom advocates inside and outside the country warn the measure will be used to increase the persecution of Christians as well as other religious minorities. ICC says the ethnic unity law consolidates an ideology loyalty to the communist. This is SRN News. It's a new deal by Uber.
Uber says it will invest up to $1.25 billion in electric vehicle maker Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robo-taxis. The initial deployments of the vehicles are expected to begin in San Francisco and Miami in 2028 and will expand to 25 cities by 2031. Uber's investment in Rivian will be spread out over that time period and is subject to hitting certain autonomous milestones by specific dates. An initial $300 million investment has been committed to following the deal's signing, subject to regulatory approval. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
If you love the heat, then the western United States, the place to be. Parts of California and Arizona warming up, several cities hitting triple digits. Matter of fact, a couple of towns have hit 110, and it's still there for the forecast in the weekend. More details, srnnews.com.